going to do the holy letters from the Rebbe in the volume 4, letter number 950. And this is addressed the second day of Adar Sheni in the year Tov Shin Dal in Brooklyn. And the Rebbe is sending this letter to Avrom Chanoich Sheyichya. And the Rebbe starts off with peace and blessing. And the Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter of the 5th of Adar Sheni. So the Rebbe says that there is already been established rule in the ethics of our father in chapter 3 and the Mishnah 5. Over there it says, one who accepts upon himself the yoke of Torah, they remove of him the yoke of the government and the yoke of the derech eretz of the ways of the world, which means that you get success beyond in a higher way than the normal way would be, the derech eretz. And everything is, the Hashem's measures as measure for measure. So one who is written down and signed up into the army of Hashem in actuality, not only potentially, like we all have, but once you join the force of Hashem, so automatically you go out with a raised abha b'yad ramo. As explained already, this idea of the army of Hashem in the Maimorim of the Histalkus, and I received, thankfully, a package which is the of letters that my father-in-law that he had sent out, that he sent a package. And although I had not yet had the time to look into them as properly, and also in the writings of the sikhs that are there, but I hope to do this very soon, and I will let you know about those that are still lacking in my collection, with a blessing of a happy Purim. Okay, so I'm not sure, this almost seems like a person who devoted his life to doing, I guess, more spiritual stuff, and he was giving up his livelihood, and the Rebbe is saying to him that if you do the yoke of Torah, then you're removed, so in other words, somehow you'll be protected, and you'll find it in other ways, Hashem will give it to you. All right.